Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Because we're just a couple of Karens, and we are here for a bonus episode to wrap up season one, which coincides with 2020. Season one was way better than 2020 was, so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about our next season starting in 2021.
Yay, so exciting. So we are a bunch of Karens without the Karen haircut. Sometimes the Karen attitudes, depends on what day you catch us.
But we do call each other out on it. Okay. We don't like, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
We'll tell each other if we're being Karens. Okay, Karen.
I got you. Right there with you.
Here's the 2020 is over.
Oh my gosh. Thank goodness it's over. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Well, I'll start with a little recap. So one started, if we have any new listeners, I'll let you know. We started in July. We had been talking about doing a podcast for years. We would just think of funny topics and text each other and be like, we need to talk about that on a podcast. It was just kind of a pie in the sky thing until COVID, until 2020. And then,
All hell broke loose.
And our new normal was a lot less socializing. And we were like, you know what? We need to stay sane. And this sounds like it actually would be fun. So surprise visit. I came over to Mississippi to surprise Angela one weekend before her birthday.
When it was a great surprise.
Was getting better, which it was not. We just thought it was.
Well, it so we had a great kind weekend. Of gotten a little bit better then, yes. You know,
it was lightening up, but it was you know, it was just kidding with us. So we had a great weekend and we just talked and
for 3 or 4 days.
Yes. And I drove home and it was awesome. And in that time we were like, okay, let's do this. Let's video once a week. We'll do, well, we didn't plan on video, but we, you know, we're going to record it. And my sister was the one who said, you need to do videos.
Which, hold on. And I need to stop there because the first two episodes, I looked terrible. And that is because I didn't know we were going to record it and video wouldn't put it out. I just thought y'all are just going to hear our beautiful voices, not see us. So the first episode, I just got out of the pool, ran to my house because I was like, I got to do a podcast right now. And my family, you're going to do a what? I said, I just got to go do it. And so no makeup, in a bathing suit kind of cover up, tank top. And then the second episode where we talked about Bradley Cooper, I have, again, no makeup and I'm in a t-shirt. So then I got my act together. But we didn't know we were going to video it and it would be on YouTube.
Yes. So the plan was originally to do audio.
Yes.
But I have to say that Jenny, shout out Jenny, super fan, was right. And the fact that we have a lot more viewers on YouTube, it's fun. It's fun to see. We would, you know, enjoy seeing each other, obviously.
Yes.
But being able to see us laugh and different things we're talking about and stuff. So I enjoy that. If you're listening on just the audio to the podcast, or if you're viewing on YouTube, we appreciate you either way. So
yeah, thank you.
And we have improved over 2020, I think, over our first season with some of the audio glitches and also with, you know, dressing a little bit for the part.
Yes.
I don't always wear makeup, but I do try to have time.
You will never find me on this podcast anymore without makeup or earrings. Period.
I cannot make such a guarantee. Because usually when we're recording, my goal is to get my kids quiet and in bed so that I can record.
That's it.
So I'm like, if there's time for makeup before then, also amazing. But if not, the kids are quiet so we can,
record. Most of the time when we record, I have worked that day. So I wear makeup anyway to work. So it's just reapplying a little bit. There is something I wanted to say.
So that's where we are. So season 25 episodes. If you're just joining us now, go back and start listening. Enjoy, have fun. That's like 25 hours of your listening.
Oh, you were talking about how we have improved. And I really do think we have improved. And actually when you click on us now, that has improved. You've done a great job. Well,
thank you. We have a profile picture. We have branding.
Yes.
We have a subscribe button. These are the things I've learned in
front
of people. I've learned my way around YouTube.
I'm going to call out Dr. Tyler that I work
for.
He was like, yeah, you have stats. I have it written down. But okay. Dr. Tyler was like, this looks so professional. And I was like, oh, I know. Betsy does a good job. Yeah.
Luckily, we got on the YouTube bandwagon and podcast bandwagon very late in the game compared to the rest of the world. So there's tons of websites that are just like, here's a template for your YouTube banner. Here's a template for your YouTube this or your Spotify that. And that's really helpful. So it's kind of like just when you open a Word document and they're like, would you like to write a business letter or would you like to write a resume? And I'm like, I would like to do that. Thank you. So it's already the right dimensions and everything.
Oh, so great.
If you're looking at joining YouTube or podcasting or anything like that, just know that there are a lot of those resources out there. You don't have to try and take a picture and make it the right dimensions and make it the right file size. It already will do it for you.
It just does it for you.
Places.
Or if you have a best friend like I do, they'll do it for you too.
Where's that? Now, Angela is more on the promoting end of the podcast.
Absolutely.
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 If you haven't gotten cookies for her for subscribing, you need to be like, hey, I subscribe.
So surgery department, I'm still waiting for all of y'all. I just got one person.
One person. Come on, people. You know, you need to wait until after Christmas because there's a lot of baked goods around at Christmas time. So wait till like January, February and be like, who wants cookies now? Because there's
Well, then down here you have to forget. You forget.
Mm.
January, February is king cake season. So it never stops down here.
Are you buying king cakes for people?
No, gosh, no. Nor am I making king cakes. I am not doing that. Mm-mm, Karen. So I just made a few little notes. Let's talk about what was your favorite episode that we recorded?
I feel like I like the travel episodes because I liked
reminiscing. That's
good. It was fun just to like be like, oh yeah, and then this, and you know, you forget things, and then somebody brings up a funny point or something we did, and you're like, oh yeah, I like those. I really liked the game nights.
Oh yeah, so that was on my list.
Was probably my favorite.
You know, the shot or game night, take a shot or truth or shot or the
game nights. And I think it's just because it's just us, like, just having fun. You know what I mean?
And also, we didn't know what each other were going to ask or bring up. So it was very, you know, real, our reactions.
Yes. And later Angela would say, can you edit that out? And I would say, no, I don't do video editing.
We don't. Yeah.
No, and if you don't know what you get the whole thing unfiltered. Okay.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then you need to go back and watch them all.
That's right. And this is our filtering right here. My desk lamp is here.
Mine is my lights.
Your lights are the exactly. So no filtering and no editing because ain't nobody got time for that. Like, let's be honest, we have other things to do in our life. And also, we're not making money at this. I'm not a professional editor.
Not yet.
You're lucky I got that pretty banner on the YouTube page.
And that subscribe button.
And the subscribe button. There you go.
So what
about you? What was your favorite to record?
It was the shot game, the truth or shot, and then the game nights. Yeah. And then
you were feeling really good at the end of truth or shots.
Oh, I think we should do it again.
We should do it in season two. Fun. And we have another drinking experience.
We do.
Really a game that will be coming up whenever we finally see each other in person. We'll do which will be more sophisticated because we'll be doing scotch tastings with my husband, and he'll be explaining things to us because we are pretty ignorant in that department.
Now that might sound boring to some people, like, oh, they're gonna be like, oh, it's in this oak barrel in 19 or 1814 or whatever. No, it's gonna be fun, people. It's gonna be fun.
Okay, Karen,
we're gonna drink we're gonna drink.
Also, if you know us, you know movies. That we don't know anything about it. So
not a thing.
Talk about it. Sean's going to say something about it, Sean. And we're going to taste it.
Yeah. So it could go
feeling pretty good.
It could go either way. I can I can, you know, want some wine at the end, or I can be a scotch drinker afterward.
Oh, that's true. You know, I was not a wine drinker until Italy.
Italy. That's when I turned.
What?
It changed me. Yeah. Before that, I was Amaretta Sours.
I do like that. And I do like vodka cranberry too.
I was about to say, or vodka cranberry with a splash of Sprite to kind of sweeten it a little, because cranberry is tart.
Oh, you don't do lime or anything?
Nope. Splash of Sprite.
I would say that those mixed drinks are easy to get too. Like, you can go to any bartender and be like Amaretto Sour, cranberry, you know, vodka, versus like, if I go into a normal place, like, oh, we're going out country dancing, and I'm going to be like, do you have any Moscato?
Yeah, they're not going to have.
Probably not, even though I do.
Yeah.
Moscato is my favorite wine.
It is mine probably too.
Because of you. But yes, I like sweet, sure. But not too sweet. But we should do a different episode on wine. Wines that we've had from different places we've traveled.
Because everywhere I go, I try to get wine from that place. Even when we went to Minnesota, I just actually drank my cranberry wine this past Thanksgiving. I shared it with my family. I shared wine. That was nice of me.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anytime I go to visit Angela, I bring cupcake Moscato with me.
Yes.
It's a tradition now.
John
asked me, that's what you're getting for Angela last Christmas, because it was six bottles of Moscato in a box. He's like, what did
you say that? You didn't need to say the number of bottles.
Well, it doesn't, Angela, I didn't tell him how long it took you to drink six bottles. I just said it was six bottles. It could have lasted you six months. We don't know. Mm-mm, yeah, right. Not. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
And so anyway, it was wrapped, and he's putting stuff in the car, and he's like, how much wine did you get her? I'm like, it's Christmas, Sean. Plus, they're not expensive bottles of wine either.
And
but you can't get it in Mississippi, right?
But we do have cupcake Moscato, but it's just, it tastes different than yours. The bottle's even different.
Two different kinds, yeah. Which is
from
the same vineyard. Okay.
I like yours better.
Your favorites were Truth or Shots and
the Game Nights. The Game Nights. Yes.
Okay, so we both really like the Game Nights, and I think we should do that. You know, if we do another 25 episodes, so we should probably do like four of those.
We like that, but what has just gone through the roof is anything with movies, you know?
Yes. So, okay. So talk about the episodes we've done with movies lately and what's going on with our viewing numbers. Yes.
I don't know. Our Actor Actresses Part 3 with Kevin Costner, Amy Adams, and Joan Cusack had 774 views.
And our other movie and TV ones were doing well. Like, I think
the
sitcoms was like 150, which is high.
Yes.
That's good.
Right.
But
and then the rom-coms
is like,
it blows it out the water. The rom-coms we just did with Sean had 763 views.
Yes. And that's a week. It's only been a week. No, not even a week. So I think the that have happened is YouTube has been suggesting those videos on the front page, or, you know, for different people when they, at the end, it says suggested videos, along with what they're watching. So I think because they're about movies, or they're watching something else about movies or actors, and they suggest that video. And so it automatically plays, or they click on it. So the average view time on those videos was like 2 minutes.
Well, we didn't have to say that.
Well, no,
because the 774 made me feel good. The 2 minutes
makes me feel good too. I think it's good. But what I'm saying is our actual viewers, our 67 subscribers, what do they like? What are they watching? Because those 700 views, a lot of them are not people that really enjoy.
Right.
Karen, you know,
who, I mean,
it's really fun to have 700 views on an episode.
That was really cool.
But
we were like texting back and forth.
That are watching, what do they want to see?
And what's the average length time someone watches? Do you know that?
Of you know, all I don't of know our that. Episodes together, it was like 6 or 8 minutes. But that's like the entire, all 700 views of all those new ones that we've done. And then all the beginning ones. So our whole season one, the average view time was 6 or 8 minutes, which isn't bad. I know it sounds
bad. That's terrible.
No, it's not, because they're averaging almost 700 views that only watch for like 30 seconds or two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you've got 700 views of 2 minutes.
Right.
Combined with people that watch the whole episodes of other ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Cause when my mom says she watches, I'm thinking she's watching the whole thing, not 2 minutes.
She is. And my mom is watching the whole thing too. At least that's what they tell us.
At least we have our moms, or we think we do.
And my mother-in-law and father-in-law. So
that's right.
We got that going.
Your father-in-law, Mike, is a super fan now. So
he is a super fan. And Elaine was kind of, might be a little jealous. My mother-in-law was like, Mike's a super fan. And I said, just keep commenting. Elaine, you'll get there.
That's what it takes.
Yes. So another one that had a lot of views was our favorite products and gadgets.
Yes, I saw that.
And I
218. I did too. Yeah. Right. And I think people like that too. Books to movies though. That one had a lot of views.
Yes.
That was 242. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, the movie thing. And I think next season we should do, because we've done rom-coms and we've done
80s.
Our best actresses. I really like that. Yeah, we did the 80s. I think we should do the serious stuff. Drama? Like the dramas. Yes. Because we didn't talk at all about there's some good drama TV. There's some good drama, movies.
Okay.
You know, Sean and I kind of got into The Godfather a little bit, which, I mean, that's just fantastic. So
you guys could argue like 30 minutes about that.
I mean, I wasn't gonna say argue, we just talked about it. Okay, we had a debate. Very good
discuss
talk. Yes,
passionately,
right?
Okay.
So and then I really think Sean should be back for more than one episode, which we have the drinking episode for him, and then we want to do another episode with him. We've already kind of said we don't need to tell our people now.
No,
but maybe 3 episodes he can come back for.
Sure.
Maybe. He's really, he knows his movies.
He does know his movies. He does. So,
and music.
We just had him on for books to movies, but.
Yeah, we just messed with it. Also though, to look forward to are moms.
We're going to have an episode maybe in May for Mother's Day.
Yes.
With Miss Judy and Mama Hess, Sue Hess. So I haven't asked my mom yet. Did you ask your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told her. Well
mom,
I don't know if I told her.
My mom now. Mom, would you like to be on the show with us?
Miss Hess, you want to do it?
Mm-hmm. She'll do it. Okay. I'm sure your mom and my mom will both be nervous at first.
Oh my God.
Matt Bauer said he was like, after like 10 minutes, you're just talking and it's no, like you don't even think
about
it.
You just forget. Yeah. Right.
So
I don't know how we're going to do it with my mom, but we'll get it done. We'll figure it out.
I'll help you with the technical part.
Yeah, okay. I know.
So I just want to make another note about some of our stats. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I was saying if we could find out what the people who are actually fans like, that would be good. And then I realized that YouTube does have in the analysis section in YouTube Studio, you can see some stats. And it says it has one that shows which ones people watch to at least 30 minutes of.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So that would be people that are actually interested.
Fans, watch
to 30 minutes. And the top one.
Subscribers.
Yes. Or the show.
Okay.
Yeah. The people that are actually subscribers and fans. So best and worst dates, 70% of viewers watch to 30 minutes or more.
Yeah. That doesn't.
But that's a personal one. So I thought that was interesting.
That was.
You know, we try and throw in a personal one every once in a while. But I don't know, maybe we're not that interesting. I'm like, we're going to run out of topics for this personal one. But after that was game night. First game night was set 60%. And then it was eighth grade flashback was 60% of the viewers made it to 30 minutes or more. So I thought that was interesting. So that's another one. And I wonder if some of our high school friends saw it on Facebook and were like,
a guy that I saw, that we graduated high school with saw my brother not too long afterward. And he brought it up to my brother. He was like, I heard your sister and Betsy are doing a podcast and they talked about high school. And John Benson was like, yeah, I don't even know what she's doing.
Which is what my brother would say too. He'd be like, what? I know.
But he heard it from somewhere, someone, yeah. You know, so we do, but we also want to like do a high school one, you know?
And yeah.
We
so would that's like to, on, that's on the list for season two.
For season two.
A high school one. Cause that was just eighth and ninth grade. So we want to do, you know, 10 through 12 and have some guests on for that.
Yes. We have some guests planned. Yeah,
in order of the ones that we're a high percentage of people listen to 30 minutes or more, we have Best and Worst Dates, Game Night, Flashback, sitcoms, okay. Concerts, Yellowstone, Thanksgiving, and then the actors, part three.
Which part? Oh, okay.
And products and gadgets. But see, those are at 45% and 39%. So the highest ones actually were the personal,
the personal ones,
dates, Game Night, those kind of ones. So that's interesting to me because although the movie ones are getting a lot of hits, I think from the people that actually, you know, are
know fit, us, yeah. Yeah,
the sad part is
though, like you said, we don't have anything else to say. Like personal.
Okay, we're gonna do a high school one, and then okay. I think the Game Nights though do have some personal stuff in it too because if you do. You know, would you rather?
Or oh, yeah.
That, it, we end up discussing personal things.
Personal stuff.
You know?
Right.
So our personal opinions and preferences.
Because we don't need to talk about dates again. We don't need to bring that up. You're not dating.
Maybe.
And guess what? Neither am I.
Maybe in 2021 we'll have her new best date to share.
Maybe. Yeah. Let me not take it from a movie and actually have one from my own life.
That's awesome. Okay. So what else? I would love to do, and I don't know if you would be interested in this. I haven't even pitched this to you until right now, Karen. Sorry.
Good. On the podcast. Okay.
But I would love to do if we found a new show or a new season of a show that we both really love. I would mm-hmm. love to do like 10 to 30 minute talk about it after each one came out. Like if it was like The Crown, because we both love The Crown.
Oh, we do.
So when it
we
came do. Out, if we did like, okay, what did you think about the first episode? You know, and
oh yeah.
Even if it was 10 minutes, I would find that super fun because we like discussing each episode anyway. Mm-hmm. But we just have to figure out a really good show because neither one of us are like super dedicated to Dancing with the Stars or The Bachelor or anything.
No.
It would be hard for us to like get into that just to do a podcast.
Do you watch Ozark?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
I'd have a lot to catch up on. Is it still?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. And I think it's coming up with the final season and it's only 4 seasons and it's not like it's a lot. But you and Sean should watch Ozark. I'm just Sean because
and we, you had recommended that before.
Yes.
And we were talking about it, but we were kind of in a mood where he's like, I don't want to watch anything that's like dark or heavy now.
It is.
And that's the other thing about 2020 is I'm like, can you come out with some good sitcoms? Because
no,
I mean,
they can't do sitcoms.
There's just nights where I'm like, I don't want to watch something really dramatic or really sad.
But I'm going to tell you, I did not think I was going to like Ozark and I love it.
Yes.
And The Crown, we're done with this season. Past. I mean, like, yes, we won't get another Crown episode for 2 years.
Yeah. The Crown won't. I mean, that'll be like season 5 for us for our podcast.
Right. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
By that time, an example, if there was one, you know what we could do if they came out with another season of The Circle. Like a fresh
season. But I don't think people like that.
Well, if we were doing it as it was coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if people like The Circle, if they started watching it on our recommendation. I don't think so. Not as common as like The Crown or.
Right. Like
so we'll brainstorm that. If you have a great show that's coming out, a new season or a new show that's really like going to be good. Because we could have done it with things like The Tiger King.
Oh yeah, because I watched that.
Yeah, and we thought it was
who didn't
so funny.
Watch that?
Or like the, the Jeffrey Epstein one would be a little controversial, but we watched that one too.
Dark.
It is dark. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We would just be like, but the Tiger King would be really funny because I would love to discuss it with you after every episode and be like,
that one was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so that's an idea, but not really. It may not come to fruition because I don't know how we're going to do that. So we'll see.
Right. We'll think about that.
I enjoy the 30-minute movies.
Yeah. We did one of those. What, two of those? Two. Yeah. I like that too. And it was short. What was your surprise episode that you were either surprised that you enjoyed doing it or surprised that it didn't get views or that it got a lot of views? Do you have one of those?
Well, I was surprised that the travel ones didn't seem to be really popular.
Okay.
What I was going to say, like the Christmas one, I don't know. Every once in a while, there's one that doesn't, it's kind of like, oh, people aren't really watching that.
You know what surprised me was the period one, that it did so well.
Did it do so well? Did you look how many?
It had 70 something views.
Okay, because we thought it would have like 10.
Yes.
It would just be like me, you, and Jenny.
Right.
And our moms. And,
I don't even know if I know. But then the wedding dress one, to me, just did not do. I enjoyed that wedding dress one, you know.
Yeah, we had so much fun with that one, but.
Right. It wasn't. Yeah, no. It was kind of a flop. But we got dressed up. We wore tiaras. What's not to like about it?
I don't know. That's a good question. What's not to like about it? So
yeah.
The period one, yes, has 75 views. The wedding one, I don't have that.
It was like 50 something.
58 right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, our favorite actors which is this one. I don't know what this one is. Sorry. Episode 12. So it must be the second one.
That's part two. Well, and that really, like Leslie, our another super fan, pointed out, that was really just a Julia Roberts, Patrick Dempsey episode. Yeah. So sorry.
You know, we're getting better.
We're trying. You know, we're trying.
Okay. Another surprise for me would be, like, I didn't expect the middle school one to be so popular.
Oh yeah.
I also thought that we may be like really awkward or like not. I was like, what are we going to talk about? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When we did it, I was like, that was really fun.
It was fun. So, it was really fun. Yeah.
That was.
I'm excited to do the high school one. A little nervous, but excited.
Well, I'm sorry that the wedding dress one didn't have as many views as we thought.
Things happen in life and you just go with it.
It's true.
So I do want to say, so you and I go back and forth a lot and we recommend things and I'm like, whatever. Oh, yeah. I did go back and watch Whip It.
Okay.
And
which was recommended Drew Barrymore? Was that the episode?
Yes, okay. Yes, that was the Drew Barrymore. And I watched Bride and Prejudice. It was the Mormon.
I forgot part. You watched that after. Was that after the period one?
I don't know where. I think it was because
Jenny mentioned it also.
Did she?
I think and we then were talking I about them. Yeah.
White Christmas.
Okay.
So I still haven't seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but we just finished that episode. But I really, really enjoyed White Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, yes, very, very much so. Enjoyed it.
It's good. I have not watched the Jim Carrey Grinch after you told me I should. Or so Moonstruck. Was it Moonstruck or Mermaids you told me to watch?
Oh my gosh, it's Moonstruck and it's so good. Listen,
I've suggested it to Sean twice.
And he said
watch
no.
A movie. And he said, I don't really want to watch anything with Cher. And then like a week later, we're gonna watch a movie. And I said, well, we should watch Moonstruck. And he goes, I just don't really feel like we're watching anything with Cher. And I said, when are you ever going to feel like watching something with Cher? You're never going to feel like it. We have to watch it because Angela said there's a guy that doesn't have an arm, but he has a wooden arm.
It's a wooden hand, not an arm, a hand.
And he just started laughing. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, we need to watch it. So we haven't watched it yet. And I did tell him, you know, it's okay. You need to just tell me if you're not going to watch it. I'll watch it by myself when you're working.
Okay.
Because good. I'm not going to keep like dragging my feet every week. He's going to tell me he doesn't feel like watching Cher. So I will get to watch that.
You just don't know if it'll be with Sean or without Sean.
Yes. Okay. And that can be, you can talk to him about that if you want. Okay.
Well, he doesn't have to watch it, but I don't have to watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall either.
You should text him that exactly. Like, you don't want to watch it? Fine. I don't feel like watching it with this movie with, what's
I don't even know who's in it.
Jason
I know.
Siegel.
It's not Bradley Cooper.
Well, there's a lot of movies. One Christmas didn't have Bradley Cooper either.
No, but it had Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby's voice and his, yes, and his eyes. Did they do something like color enhance his eyes?
They might
because
have.
They are so blue.
I know. I just, Bing, oh, and then he starts singing and you're like, oh, take me away, Bing. I know. I love his voice. It, probably the favorite male voice of all time.
It's a shame.
That's what we could
dead.
Do, our favorite singers.
Yeah, we could do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of all time? Oh my gosh.
Maybe we have to pick a genre.
Yeah, I know, because that's going to be a 2-hour episode. We're going to be special. Shorter, we're getting longer.
That's like when we're going to do 80s movies, and I was like, Angela, we can't. We cannot do 80s movies.
So no.
We did
John Hughes.
John Williams 80s movies, which John I Hughes. Enjoyed that one too.
John Hughes.
John Hughes, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know who John Williams is.
He's a composer. So anyway, which we'll talk about on another episode. Shoot, what was I saying?
But Whippet was good.
I watched from a rom-com. I did watch Broadcast News from 1997. And Sean and I both thought it was good. I was still surprised that it was like in the top 10 on both of those lists of rom-coms.
So I'm going to mark it off of mine.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to watch. If you didn't like it that much, I'm not watching it.
No, I mean, I think there's better ones to watch.
Yeah.
So Broadcast News, it was good. But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this was great. So maybe at the time it was definitely like a more.
And like Albert it wasn't Brooks like, is in it.
I feel like at the time, probably the rom-coms were very like simple and you knew what was going to happen. Like very obvious, like, you know, like some of the rom-coms are now. It's like, oh, it's just a little feel-good fun movie, you know. And this is definitely more in the line of like, you know, When Harry Met Sally. Like there's more depth to it, there's different types of relationships, like she's friends with one guy, she likes the other guy, but then, you know, what's really going on. So it's definitely more like depth and more dark, like realistic stuff to it.
It's a dark rom-com.
Well, no, but more realistic stuff about relationships. Oh. Not just like, oh, I fell in love. Ha ha. That's so funny. Some mishap and then we figure it out and the movie's over.
Right. Like I'm poor. I'm on my last penny and I meet this millionaire and we fall in love overnight.
Oh, he thinks I have a boyfriend, but I really don't. Oh, he thought I did that. And you know, in White Christmas, that happens because she thinks that he is trying to make money off of the.
Right. Right. I really did like that movie. And I just saw it about 2 days ago, but it was really good. Yes. It was.
The music's good. The actors are good.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby voice is amazing. Okay. Amazing. So we have been, you know, we have done things like when we talk to you guys, we actually do later. Okay. We're going to watch that.
Go watch it.
Now, what did you think about, you also watched Dazed and Confused for the first time, right?
No.
Oh, I thought Leslie gave it to you.
She did. I just never watched it.
Well, did you hear that, Leslie?
I mean, I think
Leslie's
going to
leave us some comments, Angela, and
but
it's your fault.
Leslie did give me Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner because oh my gosh, she was so
and
mad that we did not
mention the war with Kevin.
Yes. But I've never heard of the war, so I would never have mentioned it.
I need to watch it. So the war, it takes place in Mississippi or somewhere in the South.
What?
Yeah, we need to watch it. And it has a little girl who's like 8 or 10 maybe. Mm. And they were doing open auditions in Jackson, Mississippi when I was little. And
what?
So my mom took me.
What?
Yeah. And so me and I think my sister went too. We have no acting training. What they said. They wanted open auditions because they wanted a girl that was actually Southern and had an accent. What'd you say?
Southern accent. See, you do have a Southern accent.
No, that's why I didn't get the part. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I didn't get the part. But I got a call back, so I went in for a second audition. Yeah, that was it. Don't get too excited. I'm not in the movie. But now I want to watch it and see who the little girl is. And you know what? Okay.
I'm not going to like that little girl. I'm going to be like,
no,
oh,
that could have been Betsy.
That should be my friend Betsy.
See, you do have an accent. No, I really don't. But anyway, so it was just a fun experience. And that was.
Do you remember it? How old were you?
Oh, if I was in Jackson, I was between 9 and 13.
Do you remember a line? Say a line.
Oh no, I don't remember the lines. Sorry.
That's why you weren't in it.
Well, I'm, you know how many years it's been? Why would I remember that?
You should have them tattooed on you. This is the movie I wasn't in. This is my line.
You are insane. Hey, I'm going to look up who... Oh, Elijah Wood is in it.
Really?
I don't know who the girl is.
Yeah. Now, she mentioned another movie too. What was the other movie she mentioned? The War and something else. She's going to kill me that I don't remember that.
It takes place in rural Mississippi.
That's a word I don't like to say, rural.
Same.
No. I just would rather spell it. R-U-R-A-L. I don't like
you spell it out every time you're going to say it. You just say something else, don't you?
Well, it's not like I say that word
out in the country.
Yeah.
Not away from the cities.
Yes, yes. Rural. Why not? I don't like it. It doesn't do well with me.
Now I'm going to have to send you a clip. You don't watch 30 Rock, do you? 30 Rockefeller?
No.
I have to send you a clip because she's in a movie called The Rural Juror. Oh, and everyone's like, they're like, what is the name of her movie? And they're like, I don't know. And she's like, when The Rural Juror comes out, and they're like, what is she saying? I'm going to say that clip. It's pretty funny. The Rural Juror.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So.
Rural.
Now well, I'm yeah,
trying to get you to say it.
It's just R-U-R-A-L.
Okay, so anything else we want to talk about from season one?
Hold on, let me see my notes. Oh, I think we should thank some people.
Okay.
I think we should thank all of our guests, you know.
Okay, in order, go.
No, oh. I don't know them in order.
You just want to say thank you, guests.
Well, Matt, Jenny, Johnette, and Sean. I think that's them in order. That was in order too.
Okay.
Did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody. And then we should thank our mamas.
Yes.
You know, and your dad.
For giving birth to us first and foremost and taking care of us. And then also for watching the podcast.
Wait, this is like an Oscar speech. So, okay. Go ahead, and then we need to thank.
Don't say the word rural.
No, it won't ever come up in my vocabulary. Then we need to thank our extended family, you know, our siblings, our mamas and your grandmothers. Mm-hmm. I was getting there.
Sorry, go ahead.
Our cousins and aunts and uncles, nieces.
My mother and father-in-law.
Your mother and father-in-law. Yes, good job. Maybe your brother-in-law.
Some of Sean's aunts, one of his aunts, Aunt Mary, she was just posting. She looks forward to every episode.
Look at you, Aunt Mary. You put comment some more and you'll be a super fan. and then of course we need to thank our great friends, you know, cause they are.
Amber, if you're still listening with your new earphones.
With your earbuds. Yes. And then, Katie. You know, and our super fans, Johnette, Leslie,
don't
Mike.
Anyone in your Oscar speech?
Jenny. the Bowers, although we don't know where they are anymore, except they're in Illinois somewhere. They're in R-U-R-A-L, Illinois.
I think they know how to say it because they live there.
And then I need to thank Bradley Cooper.
Oh, Bradley, where would we be without you? We couldn't even have this podcast without him. I mean, no, 30% of what we talk about.
He's in almost every episode that we talk about. And
we could put him in every episode. That could be our new tagline at the end.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Bradley.
Love you. No, you don't do that. I get to do that. You
okay, Karen. Else. You don't own the blowing kiss to Bradley Cooper. That's not yes, your thing.
You're married. You
Is there a
Sean.
Ring on your finger? Was it from no. Bradley?
You do it to Sean and I do it to Bradley.
Okay. Deal. That'll be our signing off for season.
Okay. You say goodnight, Sean.
Goodnight, Sean.
Goodnight, Bradley. Goodnight, Bradley.
Oh man.
All right. Did I miss anyone? Do you want to thank your kids? I mean, I don't know why you would thank them.
They're a pain. I have to get them quiet before the podcast. You're not contributing anything to this podcast.
This is like your Oscar speech and you're not thinking your kids. I mean, I would thank my eggs.
What am I? Okay, first of all, if I won an Oscar, I don't know that my kids have helped me with it. What are they? What
are they? They're there. I don't know. They're there.
I love you, Sean. I love you, Claire and Michael. You're the best. Thanks for always being there for me. Because you have to, because you're 3-1. You can't go anywhere without me.
Yeah, I think you're always there for them.
That's right. That's right.
They're not there for you. They're just there because they can't leave.
That's right.
You know. So
they learn to feed them, and you know, maybe I'll thank them for something.
Yeah, they're not doing that yet.
I do love my kids. It sounds terrible. My kids are awesome and very sweet.
They are really good kids.
They are. Time and mom wants to do a podcast.
Guess you have bad kids. Okay, so I think that's it. I think we're gonna wrap up season one, and
season two will be back. We'll be start after the new year.
Yes. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I think that's it. Good night, Bradley.
Everyone. Bye, Sean. Love you.
Bye, Bradley. Love you.